I'm Jay Thomas Smith, along with Val Wilson, and our guest this segment of the program is Dr. Stephen Schnee, Executive Director of MHMRA of Harris County, and Marchionelle Sells, Vice President of Resource Development and Events Planner for Friends of MHMRA. Good morning and welcome to you both to Magic 102.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, you all have, tell us a little bit about MHMRA. A lot of folks know about it, some don't, some are new to town, never heard of it. So let's talk about MHMRA.
Well, MHMRA stands for the Mental Health, Mental Retardation Authority of Harris County, and we are designated as the primary provider of services for people with serious mental illness, whatever their age, mm-hmm. and people with what is now called intellectual and developmental disabilities, used to be called mental retardation, again, whatever their mm-hmm. age. So we provide these services and supports for individuals regardless of ability to pay. We tend to focus on folks who have serious conditions and don't have real options in terms of their socioeconomic status.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I did work there for some time, and I know you do have an emergency number or intake number. If folks want to, if they got a crisis, they can call in, and you have centers around the city or around the county that can accommodate them, and that's 24 hours, is that right?
That is correct. Our emergency services are actually based in the medical center mm-hmm. Immediately adjacent to Bentob. It's called the Neuropsychiatric Center, or abbreviated as NPC, and it operates 24/7. People can walk in, and a number of people, hundreds actually, are brought in by law enforcement in lieu of being incarcerated.
Yeah, that is, especially, it's interesting, too. I noticed that when it gets cold, gets a lot more people coming in. Yeah, so it's probably busy this past week. Now, let's talk about the Friends of MHMRA. We'll talk more about MHMRA itself in a minute, but this event you've got coming up, is that next week?
No, it's in a couple of weeks. It's
okay.
On a Friday, February 7th.
Okay.
At Bayou City Event Center.
Okay.
Friends of MHMRA is a 501c organization that we've created to raise funds to support services for consumers of MHMRA.
Mm.
Although we get state funds, those funds are restricted as to allowable cost. And many times we need additional funds to help people in the areas of employment, housing. We've also added our interim care clinic to our service projects.
Mm-hmm.
That's the clinic where if you're in between appointments or you need urgent medication, you can come to that clinic.
Okay.
So we also support that service by providing funds for medications.
Okay.
So we try to close the gaps that are created by the allowable cost.
Well, that's an interesting phrase, the allowable cost. It sounds like that's a tenuous term. It may, today it means one thing, and tomorrow it might mean something else, huh?
What I think most folks don't realize is that MHMRA is a governmental entity, mm-hmm. operates under contracts. So we have significant contracts with the Department of State Health Services and the Department of Aging and Disability Services. And those contracts designate who we can serve,
mm.
the types of services and supports we can provide, and if you will, how much of each of those services and supports, depending on that individual's condition, severity, acuity, if you will. So what we find with the population that we serve is that many folks have significant issues and deficits mm-hmm. in other areas of their life.
Yes.
For example, we work with a significant part of the homeless population that have serious mental illness and often co-occurring substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
People on the streets weren't born on the streets homeless. They became homeless because of the severity of their conditions and because of life's circumstances. And as you start to assist people to get treatment and to identify a path different than they have been choosing, let's say you find them a place to live.
Yeah.
But they don't have furniture. And they don't have furnishings. So they have a shell, but not a way of making that shell into their home or their living environment.
But make a house a home, more or less.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So what Friends does is it sort of fills in gaps where our contracts are unable or because of the resource limitations in Texas, just don't permit us to be able to assist people.
How hard have you been hit over the last couple of legislative sessions with regard to the reduction in funding for the organization?
We, for the previous three, actually since 03, the 03 session, there have been ongoing reductions in resources. And with the 82nd session, we experienced significant curtailment of resources, and that impacted services and supports in both spheres. Last session, the 83rd, the Texas legislature, for I think a number of very important reasons, made decisions to rebalance the funding on the mental health side of the house. So there's been a significant infusion in additional resources, which have enabled us to start to build back up as opposed to reduce down, which we've been doing for the last years, and impact the waiting list. Prior to this last session, we had a waiting list of 16 to 1,800 adults with very serious mental illness like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depression on waiting lists.
Yeah, I remember when they reduced, they stopped taking psychosis, the NOS, remember?
Right.
And we were getting folks from our other counties maybe thinking maybe it was different here or something.
Well, we still get folks from our counties. A number of like to come through here, and we get them either in our emergency services or in our jail-based services. Yeah. So unfortunately, because of the resource limitations, the Harris County Jail is now the largest mental health facility in the state of Texas.
Wow, my goodness.
We're the mental health service provider to the sheriff inside that jail, and we work with literally 2,200 to 2,400 inmates.
Tell me you've got more than one clinician.
We actually have like 13 to 15 psychiatrists inside that jail.
Okay, let's take a phone call. Let's go to, let's go to line one. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr.
When did you work for us?
Yeah, I should have it down. But
how quickly they forget. You know, I'm telling you.
Yeah, Marsha, they
and
who are we talking to?
This is Manning. How you doing?
Oh, Manning. Manning, you have a question for Dr. Snay or Ms. Sells?
Yes, sir. The question I wanted to ask, do they deal with kids also, placement of kids? My grandson, he's autistic, and he's in a class, but he got slapped a couple of weeks ago by his teacher, so I want to find somewhere else to get him placed. And do y'all deal, do y'all work with kids to around 7 years old?
I mean, it's,
sir, if I can make a couple comments. First of all, a young person with a disability should never be slapped by a teacher. And I would encourage you to contact the 800 number of the Department of Family and Protective Services and report that incident. So that is considered child abuse, and it should be pursued. But separate and apart from that, our IDD division does work with children who have a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder. And if you will contact our number 713-970-7000, you'll talk to our answering system, and they can take your information and have somebody contact you.
I have did everything. I did report it to CPS, and I did report it to my congressman and my federal rep and the district attorney's office also. So
excellent.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Manning, and I hope you get the help that you're looking for.
All right, thanks,
sir. All righty. We're talking with Marchionelle Sells, Vice President of Resource Development for Friends of MHMRA, and Dr. Stephen Snee, Executive Director of MHMRA of Harris County. Let's go to line one and talk with Keisha. You're on the air with Dr. Stephen Snee and Marchionelle Sells, Vice President of Resource Development with MHMRA. Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling, I was listening to the radio, and I was interested because I have a son who is 19 years old, and he was, when we moved here, he was diagnosed in elementary school with aggressive manic disorder and also a learning disability. It took me till he got in middle school to even get assistance with, like, special education services. He finally got in special education services, which put him way back. He's 19. He can barely count money. He's been through mental health. He's had counselors. He's went to the Pelchin. My problem now is I've went through DARS. I've talked to people at mental health to try to get referrals or who I may need to go to. He's still in high school, and this is his last year. But he's 19. He'll be 20 in November. And I've had the hardest time trying to get someone to assist me in how to try to help him get employment. You know, he's going to be 20, and he's never really had a real job.
Ma'am, this is Dr. Knight. One of the service units that unfortunately we have not been able to maintain has been around employment services. So our contract that I was mentioning earlier really doesn't address the access to employment. However, DARS, the Department of Assistive and Rehabilitative Services, is the state agency that's charged with assisting folks to be able to get training and access to employment. If you'll contact our offices, we can get you the contact number, and perhaps our staff through our IDD division can assist you in making a connection. So again, if you'll call 713-970-7000 and explain what you're looking for, and ask them if they can have one of the IDD folks who can connect you to the DARS liaison, maybe that would help you.
Okay, because I went through DARS, and they're not giving me. They keep saying because he's still at the end of high school, but he's an adult. And by him can't count money, that kind of put a little, you know, most jobs with, you know, retail or fast food or something, they want you to be able to be on the register, and he cannot count money. Even though he made it through the 12th grade, I'm, you know, still trying to figure that out. But he's very, it takes him a long time to count change and actual money. And he went through North Forest School District like that, and it took me forever to get him help. But yeah. I went through DARS, but I'll call that number that you said.
Yeah, and I would suggest, just listening to what you're saying now, that an assessment through our system might be helpful to you.
Okay.
He is eligible for special education services through his 21st birthday, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
So I'm a little unclear as to why folks are talking, if he's approaching 20, that he doesn't have additional educational eligibility. So maybe our folks can assist you with that. So please give him a call.
Thank you, Keisha. We appreciate your call.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay. And again, this is the reason why the Friends of MHMRA of Harris County is so very important, because if the funding of the donations and the sponsors were high enough, then perhaps you could fill the gap with some of these services that the state has cut out.
That's very true, because one of the issues the lady was talking about, employment, that is one of the programs that we have supported with Friends funds, is employment for our MH consumers. So that is something that if we had the funds that, you know, possibly we could expand.
Yeah. Well, folks, you have a great opportunity to get those checkbooks out and come in and have some fun on February the 7th. Now, obviously, it's not just a fundraiser. Well, it is a fundraiser and a fundraiser.
Yes, it's a very festive and fun event.
It is fun.
It's a Mardi Gras themed event, and We actually start our event off. We have a cocktail hour from 6 to 7.
Oh,
and then at
7 like
o'clock,
that.
We actually second line.
Oh.
So you can actually come and second line and have a great time doing that before we start entering into the program. And you have dinner, entertainment.
Yeah.
And we just have a great time raising money for our consumers. In addition to your ticket price, which is $125,
mm-hmm.
We also have a live and silent auction.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yeah, so
those are always fun.
They are fun.
And if I can interject, this is a very special year for us. This is our 10th anniversary, and mm-hmm. Ms. Sells is modest. She's been at the forefront of assisting putting this event together. So this year, we've really retooled it in significant ways, and we have the pleasure of honoring our county judge, Judge Ed Emmett, and his wife, Gwen Emmett, who have been such significant voices in the community for people with mental disabilities. And we're also going to be honoring members who are in attendance of our local delegation, whether it's in the House or the Senate,
mm-hmm.
because this was a special year in terms of restoring funding on the mental health side.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, on the side of the IDD population,
mm-hmm.
We've had very serious constraints and not seen that level of support yet in terms of the safety net services.
Yeah.
So this event is really, really important. People will have a really good time. We hope they come out and help us celebrate Judge and Mrs. Emmett and, you know.
Have some fun.
Have some fun.
Yeah. The ticket prices are $125, but we also have sponsorship levels that begin at $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our bronze level. And we go to our diamond underwriter level of $25,000.
Okay. And who are some of your other present corporate sponsors? Or do you, or do we, are we, I know you, it's,
That's not,
I know you got a bunch of folks listed there, but.
We have some co-chairs
okay.
from the community that are also assisting us.
Okay.
Some of those, the co-chairs for our event are Lillian Charles Foster,
mm-hmm.
Pat and David Jones, Linda and Jim McInvale, and Katie and Pat Oxford. And Jim McInvale will be our speaker for the evening.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, man.
He has a personal story that is compelling.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Let's go to line one, talk with Tanya. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Snee and Marshnell Sells. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about, for the last caller,
mm-hmm.
working in public education. Sometimes children have to be identified as needing to be in a specific program so that they can receive OJT at public school when they're in a special needs program. So maybe she wants to go back into the school system and check with her school to find out what kind of job preparations they can prepare those types of students for, because there are several companies in the community that do hire students in fast food that do not have to work the register or count money, but they can do restaurant service prep or some other kinds of things in that industry. That was my comment.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. Thanks for the input. Okay. Yeah, that's good. It's always important to utilize all the services that are available in the community, and everybody has a part to play, so mm-hmm. that's very important. And, of course, folks, we want your part to be to help support the Friends of MHMRA of Harris County. Let's go back to the telephone. Line one, who am I talking with?
Yes, hi, good morning. My name is Sandra. I also have a son who was diagnosed with autistic. He's 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But we've moved to Houston from Florida a couple years, 17 years ago or so. And my thing is the guardianship or any kind of help like that. My son is 22, he's in his last year of school, and we just are lost in any kind of direction of getting guardianship or some kind of, you know, help in that aspect. Just wanted to see if they had any comment or any referrals or anything like that.
Yeah. I'm not an expert, and I've got to stress I'm not an attorney that's an expert in guardianship. But I can tell you that the guardianship is a legal process which is handled in Harris County through the probate courts. So you could contact the probate courts in Harris County explain to the folks what you might be seeking. If you're, as a family member, seeking guardianship, that is a process where both your son at 22 and you need to have some legal representation to go forward. Judge Olson is the administrative judge, and you could contact his office and ask for guidance and materials to be sent to you. If you are not seeking personal guardianship over your son, there is a county-sponsored guardianship program through the Harris County Child and Adult Protective Services. That's not the state system, it's the county system, and they do have a component that is a guardianship program for folks.
I know a couple of attorneys that I do know that do work in that area, and I don't have their numbers handy, but I believe Sandra Peak and Lynn Shepherd, I think if you look those numbers up, if they can't help you directly, they'll be able to point you in the right direction. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Did you write those names down?
Yes, I did. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And you
yes,
have a
sir.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And, you know, it's amazing. I guess more people, there are so many people who need these services. And a lot of them, even though they're a lot of trying to get them and can't get them. And right. there are others who just have given up.
And you know, I think folks don't realize the huge gap that exists in the state of Texas, and certainly that's true in Harris County, between what the need is, mm-hmm. and folks talk about what the incidence prevalence of these conditions are in our community, which cuts across socioeconomic lines. Folks who have limited resources have limited access, so that's yeah. you know, clearly an issue in our state.
Will the Affordable Care Act be have any impact? Would that help folks obtain services to any extent?
If the state of Texas were to expand Medicaid or develop a Texas solution for mm-hmm. folks who are medically uninsured, it would have a huge impact.
Wow.
A significant percentage of the adults that we serve with mental illness today don't get access to health care in general mm-hmm. Because they don't get qualified and certified for Medicaid right now. But under ACA or under a Texas solution for medically uninsured, they would have access to health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not, and I want to stress this, it's not just important in terms of having access to mental health and substance abuse services. It is critically important in terms of access to physical medicine services. So in the state of Texas, there's data which says that adults with serious and persistent mental illness are dying 28 to 29 years earlier
wow.
than their, quote, normal counterparts, not because of their mental illness, but because of their physical conditions that are either undiagnosed or underdiagnosed or not treated
yeah.
until they reach a point of criticality where they take somebody's life. So, you know, what we're doing in this state, I think, is not providing early access, early intervention in a very humane and cost-effective fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also, because folks don't have access to the mental health and substance abuse services they need, we end up seeing way too many people incarcerated
yeah.
for minor offenses that are driven because of very often their mental illness.
We're talking with Dr. Stephen Snay, and Marchanelle Sells, Vice President of Resource Development for Friends of MHMRA of Harris County. And the big event is the 10th Annual Mardi Gras Fundraiser. It's coming up again.
February 7th.
And
Bayou City Event Center.
Very important key. Bayou City Event Center. That's a nice place, too.
It's a lovely place. Off of Alameda.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
lovely. And how can folks contact you?
Well, there are a couple of ways. If you would like to purchase tickets, or if you can't make the event and would like to make a donation, you can go to our website, friendsofmhmra.org, and that's all together, friendsofmhmra.org. Or you can call our office at 713-970-7667.
Okay.
That's 7667.
And let's have that website again.
friendsofmhmra.org.
And of course, if you can't remember that, just log on to myhoustonmagic.com. There is a link to the Friends of MHMRA of Harris County. Again, I want to thank you both for being a part of the program this morning. I know you're going to have a big and very successful event on February 7th at the Bayou Center. The Friends of MHMRA, Dr. Stephen Schnee and Marchanelle Sells, Vice President of Resource Development at MHMRA. Thank you much.